Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And for the final time in 2020, let's get up to date with the Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. The final one for the year, and I'm wrapping up today and heading off for a couple of weeks on a very well-deserved break, I think most people will say. So, yes, I'm
absolutely
looking forward to Christmas.
Couldn't agree with you more. Have you ever had a rant yourself like the one Tom Cruise had on set of Mission Impossible in the UK, Jaden Forster?
No, I haven't. I've had a few little run-ins with some celebrities across the journey following some interviews and the like, but no, I've never actually gone on that full-blown sort of rant like a Tom Cruise did on the set over there in the UK. It was just absolutely extraordinary.
It was. Just a reminder, if you haven't heard it, let's take a listen to some of it.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night.
That rant, Jaden, came because a couple of his staffers on the set decided to break COVID-19 rules. Now, a former Scientologist has come out against Tom Cruise over his wild outburst, Jaden.
Yes, she has. So Leah Rimini, she was the wife on that really popular American sitcom, King of Queens, and was a former member of the Church of Scientology. She's not involved with the church anymore. I think she left back in about 2013 or 14 and has really gone on to sort of, I guess, you know, throw mud at the organisation in various media forms and a very popular documentary as well. And yesterday she virtually came out in a piece online saying that that's how Tom Cruise is all the time, that that's basically how he reacts to all of his staff, to his housekeeper and the people that he works with. I actually spoke to somebody in Melbourne yesterday as well who has friends who've worked on his sets who said a similar thing. So that may just be the way that he does react in such circumstances. She also pointed out some interesting things about the way people who are in the church are trained to deal with certain situations. If people want to take a look at that, they can check that out online. It's just extraordinary and really insightful reading. But yeah, if it wasn't a publicity stunt, I think it was probably a little bit over the top and a bit rude, but I can sort of understand where he's coming from, given that he has got a lot riding on this movie and has invested quite a bit of his own money to make it COVID safe. So yeah.
Well, we are learning this morning that five of his staff have walked off the set and said, that's it, had enough of you, we're out of here. But anyway, watch this space. Craig McLaughlin found not guilty in his assault trial this week. So what is next for Craig?
Well, his immediate focus today is another court case, his defamation case against the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age, the ABC, and a former co-star that he worked with on stage in the Rocky Horror Show. That defamation case is now resuming following the verdict in the criminal side of things earlier in the week. It's listed down for a directions hearing in the New South Wales Supreme Court about 9 a.m. this morning. So that will get underway there. Of course, Craig suing those outlets and that actress over the allegations that were made alleging inappropriate behaviour during that production back in 2014. And then, of course, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. But on Wednesday, people who saw Craig speak outside his barrister's chambers would have noted that he said that he hasn't sort of spoken yet, but will be doing so in great detail in the new year, which led everybody to assume that an interview was at play, that it was already lined up.
Hmm.
Look, I was told yesterday that Craig won't be doing the media thing. He won't be going down media streets. So now the only obvious and logical way for him to share his story will be through that defamation case, where no doubt he will have cause to outline any psychological or financial impact that's come from that criminal case. So, yeah, a lot to play out. Some more developments to come in that over the next few months.
Yeah, it certainly devastated his career, that is for sure, and, of course, his personal life as well. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Let's wrap up the Big Show Entertainment Report for 2020 with the fact that the new coaches of The Voice have been confirmed.
They have, and as we touched on about a month or so ago, when there was all talk flying around that Mariah Carey would be coming out here to do The Voice, well, That is not the case at all. Instead, they've actually gone for Rita Ora, the British singer, as their big international fish that will be coming out here next year to do The Voice. And then all of the other coaches that will be appearing on that show are all local names. So Jessica Malboy, Keith Urban, and Guy Sebastian, who's really sort of the last man standing, if you will, from that series that went to air last year on Channel 9 with Boy George and Delta and Kelly Rowland. He's the only one that sort of remains following that after Seven picked up the rights. So that's the new coaching lineup for The Voice when that hits our screens mid to late next year, we're hearing.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, I want to thank you for getting up early each and every Friday morning to provide the entertainment report for us. And I want to wish you and your lovely family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we look forward to 2021.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute pleasure as always, PT. Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to everybody as well. We'll chat again in the new year.